Like I said before, whatever it takes to win, you know. So whatever Hugh says, I'm gonna do, and you know he's gonna put us in the best position. So it's all about, you know, beating the Redskins, and that's what we're trying to do this week. So that's the game plan.
What's it mean to you personally? I know you said you want to win and all that, but just for you personally to do something that a player hasn't done in football or in professional football since 1959 with your performance yesterday and everything you did, what's that mean for you just on a personal, professional level to accomplish something like that?
I think it gives people, you know, a lot of people out there that, especially in the position I was in last year and the years before, people that are in a position of failing, it gives you an open eye and a clear view to have tunnel vision and handle your business, you know, and keep working hard no matter what people are saying or what the situation is just keep pushing forward and be an inspiration.
I've seen, it's like Billy Kilmer was one of the guys that had run and passed and caught, and then Frank Gifford. Like, do those names mean anything to you, that you're the first guy since those guys?
I got a lot of respect for football, so I didn't know who they were until yesterday. You know, for me, all that matters really is winning in Cleveland right now, and I really don't care about the stats. If it's gonna help us win and we win with it, then you know I'll be happy to talk. But really, the main stat we didn't get as a team, and stats and all the other stuff and all the accolades come after, and. But if you win, you know, a lot of guys are going to get accolades. So the most important one is we got to get to the win, get some stuff in the win column. And we have yet to do that. And this week we have to be urgent and compete more than ever. And I'm looking forward to practice and getting better with the team.
You were all up catching the ball, throwing the ball, running the ball. Which is most satisfying?
Whatever gets us to the next play, a successful play, you know, whatever gets us closer to the goal line, whatever converts that third down, doesn't matter.
You were pretty tough on yourself after the game. You said you felt that you could have done even more than you did.
I mean, we lost. We lost, you know, like we could talk about these stats and all these glorious stats and stuff, but like I said, it means nothing to me, you know, unless we win. I mean, what? You know, that's what this is all about, winning. And I really don't care about anything else.
Hugh Jackson, though, said that he even said in his press conference that he saw some things that you still have to get better at. What have you seen that you still need to get better at?
I mean, there's a lot. You know, I don't want to break it down right now, but there's a lot. And I want to help the team win, and we all do. And we have to finish. We haven't finished the last 2 weeks, and that's not, we got to play better ball and play, you know, the full game, you know, how we started. And got to get a win this week. It's urgency.
Terrell, you have this historic performance, but you keep telling us over and over again it doesn't matter because you guys lost. Is that an attitude that you want to show the younger guys and you want to be contagious on this team? Nobody's satisfied. Things are going the way they are.
I mean, whether I have this game or I don't have a lot of games, I'm going to be the same person in the locker room. I'm going to be the same every day, you know, because for me, you know, what's satisfying to me is, you know, coming into the locker room and being with my teammates and working with them. But at the same time, you know, we need to have more urgency. You know, this thing is about competing, man, and taking football out of other guys that were playing, and that's something I pride myself on every play. And you know, I try to take football out of whoever's going against me, and we need to do that. And there's a lot of positive stuff, you know. Like I said yesterday, you know, it was phenomenal and fantastic to see how our offensive line played. A lot of the special team stuff, you know, the guys played great on special teams. I know Coach Tabor really questioned those guys and really, you know, he challenged them to play great in all phases, and we did a good job. I sat in the meeting and watched, and we're so close, you know, we're so close to getting over that hump. once we get over that hump, I think we're going to have a lot of success even this year. We got a chance to be real good, and I don't doubt anything. I think we could win all the rest of the games. You know, it's just it depends on our mindset. It depends on how we look at it. So it's going to be 1 week at a time. This week we go against the we go to Washington. It's going to be a battle like every Sunday, and we got to play smart ball. Don't turn the ball over, take the ball away, and let's try to come out with a win.
This is a little off the subject, but given where you grew up, did you ever get to meet or know Arnold Palmer?
Yeah, I was in his house a couple times. Spent some time with him. His awesome golf course behind in the back of his, in his backyard. You know, some of the people that you know that's raised me and helped me. You know, along the way from high school up to college, they're real good friends with Arnold Palmer. So I had a chance to meet, talk to him a lot. So it's that was very sad when we landed last night. That was sad to see. We lost another great. Seems like we're losing a lot of those people. So, but there's younger guys and another generation to step up and for other people to become legends. So, you just live off of that and just continue. You know what they put forth for us.
Remember anything he told you? What was he like?
I can't remember. I met him several times, but yeah, he's very friendly, down to earth. He's a great guy.
Did you take any little tiny bit of satisfaction in that the league did not fine you at all for that taunting call?
They must have reversed the call. I don't know. I don't know. I'm off of that one because it doesn't do anything for us now, you know. Trying to, you know, we got to beat the Washington Redskins, and that's just past, and it's irrelevant. It doesn't mean nothing to me now. Sucks, but it doesn't mean nothing.